Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Gare Alley. Batting second. The third baseman, Vic Janoas. Batting third. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jack Shepard. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Cole. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dick Hall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Max Serkant. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Max Serkant. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. And now, play ball. Gare Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Alley reaches second base with a double. Vic Janoas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janoas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Ward reaches second base with a double. Alley moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alley tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Jack Shepard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shepard hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot takes first base on ball 4. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Serkant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serkant strikes out. Two outs. Gare Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Vic Janoez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janoez is 0 for 1 in the game. Janoez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Janoez for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields the ball and throws to Minner covering. Safe. Thomas moves to second. Jack Shepard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shepard is 0 for 1 in the game. Shepard hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cole scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Talbot hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0 for 1 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Serkant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serkant is 0 for 1 in the game. Serkant hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Serkant reaches second base with a double. Gare Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Serkant trying to get to home. Talbot throws the ball into McCullough who tags Serkant who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cole scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Janoas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Vic Janoas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janoas is 0 for 2 in the game. Janoas strikes out. 1 out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kiner moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Shepherd for a passed ball. Kiner moves to third. Sauer moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 0 for 1 in the game. Minner bunts towards the mound. Serkin fields it and throws to first for the out. McCullough moves to second. 1 out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Talbot hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCullough moves to third. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jack Shepherd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shepherd is 0 for 2 in the game. Shepherd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0 for 2 in the game. Cole hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cole moves to second. Max Serkind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serkind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Serkent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kiner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shepard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Sauer moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks is walked intentionally. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Sauer scores. Banks moves to third. It's 5-1, Cubs. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor is 0 for 1 in the game. Minor hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks tags and scores. McCullough tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-1, Cubs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Talbot hits a line drive into right field. Hall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hall. McCullough scores. Talbot moves to second. It's 7-1, Cubs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Talbot scores. It's 8-1, Cubs. Paul LaPomme now pitching. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 3 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baker moves to third. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gare Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Janoez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janoez is 0 for 3 in the game. Janoez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Minor covering, for the out. Janoez moves to second. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Janoez scores. It's 8-2, Cubs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Allie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Hal Reiss now playing right field. Hank Sauer now playing left field. Jack Shepard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shepard is 0 for 3 in the game. Shepard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Minner hits a pop-up towards short. Allie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cole scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shepard fumbles the ball. That's an error on Shepard. Baker moves to second. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fondi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini pinch hits for Paul LaPomme. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gare Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Alley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Janoas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janoas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Janoas strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.